Paul Roos, the coach of the Melbourne Football Club, joins us. Models, we'll get straight to the point here. Welcome to you, Bruce. Great to have you on.
Good evening, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. So McCartan's out of the question. He's going to the Saints pick one. You know that, obviously. The world knows now that you're taking Brayshaw pick two. Are you taking Petrarca three or not?
So has St Kilda declared McCartan? I haven't heard that.
Well, we've declared McCartan to St Kilda. That's all right. But the indications from St Kilda last night
It as read, Roosie.
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, he's going there. So you can. And it seems as if you guys are a lock for Brayshaw as well. You've committed. Put it this way, I presume you won't tell us whether you're taking Brayshaw, but have you made your mind up as to who you will take picks two and three, as St Kilda informed us last night, that they've at least made their mind up as to who they're taking pick one?
Oh, look, I think everyone's sort of waiting for the St Kilda scenario, and, I haven't heard that they've taken... obviously, they've declared it's going to be McCartan or Petrarca, and we'll take the next two best players.
Would you like to have the double act, though, the tall and the midfielder, or are you wedded to the best two players available?
Yeah, I think the best two players available, it's not my call, and I'm just really a consultant for Jason and the boys, because they watch them a hell of a lot more than what I do. But certainly I've got a view on who I'd take, as most coaches would. But I think you just take the two best players in that scenario, and I suspect that's a difficult thing to face, because they've declared that it's McCartan and Petrarca, but they're very different type of players.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's very hard to compare, Paddy to Christian, because one plays as a sort of mid forward and the other one's a key position player. So that's where it becomes a little bit more complicated when you're down to those two players.
So you're confirming that whichever one they don't take, you will take out of those two?
Well, I can tell you that Christian Petrarca will not be playing for Collingwood.
Okay, so he'll be either going to Melbourne or GWS, we're told, don't want him, so it looks like he's coming your way.
Well, you can read into that what you want.
Okay, nice.
The other interesting point, Roosie, is when you recruit tools, young tools, their strike rate in the draft isn't as strong as young midfielders, I suppose, when you're going those early picks. And whilst Paddy McCartan may well be one out of the box, he was rated a lot more highly than Peter Wright. And my gut feeling is you'd probably prefer to sort of take a tool further down the list.
Yeah, look, as I said, I get the opportunity to watch the players, and obviously with my son Tyler playing this year, I probably saw a lot more of the TAC Cup. But certainly from my point of view, I just try and add a resource to the Jason and Todd and the boys that do all the work. Look, personally, and no one knows at this particular stage, and I'll make the comment based on what I see now, I just think, and St Kilda are probably similar, and they've declared their hand a bit. I think there's probably these three players that are slightly ahead of everyone else at the moment. Let me be clear on that, because, we've seen over many, many years that can change significantly. So, I really like Paddy, I really like Christian, I really like Angus. That's not to say that the team that's got pick 4 or pick 16 or whoever it might be is not going to get a good player. But from my point of view at the moment, what I've seen, I think those players are just a little bit ahead of the other guys.
Well, when you're building and rebuilding, you've focused a hell of a lot on that midfield. You've got some senior players in, and you've recruited a couple of youngsters. One you've snagged, I think, is Ben Newton from Dwayne's
Port Adelaide. Yep.
It just seems to be, and it would be seemingly unusual if there's a kid called Petrarca there that's a gun midfielder, perhaps with a bit of work to do on his tank, that is overlooked till five.
Yeah, look, I think there's still a chance Kilda might take him one, because, and clearly he's at the pointy end, the very pointy end. I mean, I've seen him play a bit this year for the Eastern Rangers and then watched his tapes for Vic. So, I mean, he's a very, very talented kid, and, we'd be more than happy to get any combination of those two players, two of those three players, there's no question. But equally, I don't have to tell you, Jared, I mean, they're not the saviour of the Melbourne Football Club, and hopefully we've changed that philosophy over the last 12 months, and we want the Dom Tysons and Jack Viney, they're the incumbents, and Nathan Jones and Bernie Vince, and they're the guys that are, turning up at round one next year, providing that they have really good pre-seasons. That's not to say that the two boys that we pick don't have an opportunity to play, but that'll be based on their training, and that'll be based on their performances, through pre-season and Casey and all those sorts of things. And that's the culture we've got to try and create at the Melbourne Football Club.
Well, the other big question is, I know you extended your contract by a year, but I want to know if Tammy has, because she would appear to have been very important in getting Heredia to the club.
I said to Heredia, I called him in the office on Monday, I said, Heredia, please. You know, I mean, Tammy's walking around, she's just confident on the weekend, she's got the chest pumped out, you know, that's, you know, please. And we just had a bit of a laugh about it. But, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, again, you know, when I wanted to take the Melbourne job, it was really a family situation. I think, you know, the good footy clubs have really good cultures and families involved and people and good people involved. So, you know, Tammy and the boys are obviously a bit older now than when I first started at Sydney. I mean, they love the Melbourne Footy Club and they love being involved as much as they can. And, you know, I think when a player is making a decision to change clubs, you know, I think you have every right to understand a bit of the background of the senior coach and where you're going to. And you know, I thought it was important that Heredia met the family and met Tammy and, you know, just got a bit more of an understanding, because it is a big decision for those. You made the decision, Jared and I did, and it is a really big decision to make you know, to go to another football club. So I think the player needs to know as much as he can about that football club, you know, in order to make that decision.
And do you know more about that football club now too? Because I presume this time last year you didn't really know. It was a suck it and see, learning about the environment kind of situation.
Yeah, no doubt, Duane. There's no doubt about that. I think probably the advantage coming to Sydney when I started coaching Sydney is I've actually been there. Now, I know some people see that as a negative at times, but, you know, there's probably horses for courses. So coming into Sydney, understanding the players intimately, that was a significant advantage. I think, you know, going to Melbourne, you know, it does take you a while to get to know the players. And so, you know, I'm definitely more aware of the situation, aware of the players, the culture, what needs to be done than what I was 12 months ago.
The other one, of course, is Jeffy Garlett. Mark Murphy gave him some 360 feedback, and I thought it was reasonable feedback, fair feedback, because he's a kid that we know has got enormous talent, but he's on his second chance. There won't be a third chance.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think all clubs now, you know, talk about leadership groups and talk about culture and all those sorts of things. But I think, you know, every club's prepared to give someone a second chance, and I really haven't spoken to Jeff about the situation, and obviously he was punished by Carlton, and yeah, their leadership group's obviously very strong with Mark and Chris. But we, you know, we'll give them a new opportunity and wipe the slate clean. And I think all clubs do that, including Carlton. And, you know, we're disciplined players both at Sydney and Melbourne. It's going to happen, you know, forever and a day. But I think as an industry, we're really good at giving people second chances. Probably third chances are, you know, very rare to come by in our industry. And, you know, Jeff comes with an open slather. And I'm really looking forward to him. He's added to our training. You know, it's very hard to get 40-plus goal-kicking small forward. So it's something we really needed, some speed, you know, with Lumumba and speed with Garlett. So look, we're excited about having him and giving him another opportunity.
Rosie, great to have you on the program. We appreciate you joining us. And you want to ask
I just wanted to ask him about his diet. I saw Nathan Jones on the back page of the Herald Sun yesterday looking like Gronk out of one of my old favourite TV shows.
Was that worthy of a back page story, by the
way? Well, I think Rosie would have been disappointed he didn't get his head superimposed.
You wanted to see Rosie in the Tarzan.
How much have you lost, Rosie? How are your skinnies?
No, look, I'm not actually on the diet. I eat with the players at lunch. Johnny Blakey texted me and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm out hunting for my food. So, no, but look, I think I probably tend to agree with Duane. I mean, diets and all those sorts of things, all clubs explore different things. I mean, it's not that big a deal. I mean, for us as a football club, it's just something we're trying. I mean, Gary Ablett Jr. has been on it for a long period of time now. But look, I occasionally duck into the lunch. Players are well looked after now. They get breakfast and lunch at the footy clubs. And so I'll duck in, but certainly I like my chocolate cake a bit too much to be going all out paleo.
Yeah, Jared's off to get a packet of corn chips right now. Bruzy, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Good on you guys. Appreciate it.
Is it too early to go the Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas, Rude?
No,
it's not December, though.
Right on the money.
We can do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Have a Merry Christmas, Bruzy. We'll talk to you next year.